This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
At 5:34 p.m., Caroline Ezra here on the Evening Edition. Sean Tanis joins us from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets. And Sean, this story about Dubai-based ride-hailing startup, it's called Careem, and they've admitted that it lost data belonging to about 14 million riders and drivers to hackers during a cyber attack. Now, this is very, very alarming.
Yeah, actually, the stolen data includes customer names, email addresses, phone numbers, and trip history. I think trip history is quite
sure, because you don't want people
dangerous
to know where you're going.
Yes, yeah. And Careem noted there is no evidence that passwords or credit card information were stolen. It also pointed out that there are no cases of fraud or misuse related to this incident. But the incident happened in January. We are talking about 14 million people, 13 countries, and 90 cities. It's way too early to say there's no misuse.
Yeah, but the breach happened in January. Why has it taken them so long to come clean?
Careem actually discovered the breach on January 14th after hackers attacked the system. But they waited to notify the customers because the investigation was ongoing, this according to them. And they justified the delay in disclosing the incident, saying cybercrime investigations are complicated and time-consuming.
Right.
They also wanted to make sure that the most accurate information is available before they notify the people. And they've been working with cybersecurity experts. And enforcement officers, right? So now what they're recommending is that they are asking their users to change their passwords, especially if they used Careem passwords on other websites.
That happens, right?
That happens
a lot.
We
kind of just use one password for four
can
different...
remember 1 million passwords?
Yes. And we also do all this like Facebook check-ins now, and
yes,
I know that's dangerous now.
Yes, absolutely.
So Careem also warned its users to watch the bank statements for signs of fraud or suspicious activity. This is very relatable even with gym subscriptions.
Yeah.
So I think we all have to check that all the time. And Careem also put out a statement saying no organization is completely immune to the threat of cybercrime. Very assuring. But we are committed to protect the privacy and data of those that have placed their trust in us.
Right.
But, you know, for any organization...
Clearly they
failed. For any organization that wants to say, you know, we will protect your data, it feels like a stretchable truth, right?
Yeah.
It's so problematic in this day and age.
Because what can you do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, moving on to Bursa, Sean, there's news on Sumatech Resources getting new contracts. How's their stock?
Yeah, Sumatech Resources secured a 78 million ringgit contract financing from China's Talab Munai Service for the development of its oil and gas field in Kazakhstan. The financing will also be used to upgrade the facilities and offtake. Sumatech closed up 7.7% at 7 cent.
All right. Thanks, Sean Tanis, for that market wrap. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.